From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Uzbek immigrants suspected of plowing a rental truck into pedestrians and cyclists on a New York City bike path, killing 8, wounding at least 12, has been charged in federal court with acting on behalf of the militant group Islamic State. Acting U.S. Attorney June H. Kim offered up some evidence.
A search of cell phones found in a bag that he was carrying revealed thousands of ISIS-related images, about 90 videos depicting, among other things, ISIS fighters killing prisoners by running over them with a tank, beheading them, and shooting them in the face.
The suspect, Saifulu Saipov, remains hospitalized after being shot and wounded by a policeman. He has confessed to planning the Tuesday attack for the past year. In Washington, President Donald Trump late Wednesday tweeted that Saipov should be given the death penalty. Earlier, the president said he's asking Congress to get rid of the diversity lottery program that allowed the suspect into the country. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the president has long championed making and keeping America safe.
This isn't a new policy. This isn't a new position. This isn't a new conversation. The president has been talking about extreme vetting and the need for that for the purpose of protecting the citizens of this country since he was a candidate.
The diversity lottery program, put into law in 1990, provides a path to U.S. residency to foreigners from countries with low rates of immigration. The U.S. Embassy has reported protests and gunfire in the Eritrean capital Asmara. One report said nearly 30 were killed, dozens wounded, following unrest that began Monday. The information minister said a small demonstration at a school was dispersed without casualty, but opposition outlets said violence was triggered by a government effort to shutter an Islamic school. This is VOA News. As expected, the U.S. voted Wednesday against ending its nearly 60-year-old economic embargo of Cuba at the U.N. General Assembly. Nikki Haley is the U.S. U.N. ambassador.
We will not lose sight of what stands between the Cuban people and the free and democratic future that is their right. For that reason, and for the 25th time in 26 years, the United States will vote against this resolution.
More than 190 countries voted to lift the embargo. Israel sided with the U.S. Washington's no vote contrasted with its abstention a year ago under the previous Obama administration as it undertook a process of normalizing ties with Havana. Veteran Marxist rebel leader Rodrigo Londono, known as Timochenko, is a candidate for president in Colombia's election scheduled next year.
Anunciamos. The
announcement was made by the current leader of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, Iván Márquez. The group ended more than 5 decades of civil war under a peace agreement with the government reached last year. They're now a political movement. But Timochenko and other FARC officials likely face trials for rights crimes. The hemisphere's longest conflict left about 250,000 dead and millions displaced. Some members of Spain's ousted Catalonian regional government appeared Thursday before the country's highest court as part of a rebellion investigation. But former leader Carles Puigdemont, currently in Belgium, was not among them.
Il va pas, à Madrid.
His lawyer, Paul Bacard, said his client could be questioned in Belgium. He described Puigdemont as both combative and confident. He was sacked by the government of Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy after declaring independence last week. The state prosecutor has filed charges of rebellion, sedition, and misuse of public funds for defying Madrid and holding an independence referendum. Israel's Air Force carried out another airstrike inside Syria. There are conflicting reports on the intended target, which was south of the city of Homs. Israel is not providing comment, but the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said it was a military installation. Meanwhile, the Syrian opposition has rejected an offer to take part in meetings in Russia on reaching a political settlement of the more than 6-year conflict. It insists it will only take part in the UN Geneva process. Myanmar State Councilor Aung San Suu Kyi is making her first visit to the volatile western Rakhine State in the midst of a security crackdown that has forced hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims to flee to Bangladesh. She urged people there not to quarrel. Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe said he favors resuming executions after more than 10 years of no capital punishment amid a rising murder rate. There have been no executions in Zimbabwe since 2005. Capital punishment with restrictions remain on the books. More than 50 people have applied for the post of hangman. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.